As in this week's parsha, Parshas V'Shalach, the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perik Tes says a big yesod in life, which we'll see is yesod in Avodas Hashem, a yesod in being Zaycha L'Siyata D'Shmaya. It's a big yesod. As he's going on the Pasuk, Ma Titzak Elai, then Hashem told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael, Ma Titzak Elai, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael. As Chazal say that, why didn't they swim in the Yam? There were plenty of people that knew how to swim. It says the Yam, Hashem made waves, high tidal waves. You couldn't swim. On the right of them, the left of them, why didn't they run away from the Mitzrayim? It says that Hashem was misaviv them with wild animals to the right, to the left. Behind them was Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim running after them. They were trapped on all sides. There was nowhere to go. So many times in life, we feel we're in these matzavim. Where could we go? Befrat bedoshul ikvasa de meshicha. There's so many nisyanis that surround us all the time. As what did Hashem tell them? How do you get out of these nisyanis? Daber al bnei Yisrael vayisol. Zok de nefesh ha-chaim yibings chasal. Beschus de emuna. That they listen to Hashem and continue in the Yam. Hashem says it'll help them. The Yam will split. The Yam split. Beschus emuna. Beschus habitachon. We can raise above all the nisyanis that we have. And the Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Zion is mazbir this yisoid with the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem silcha. Al yad yiminecha, Hashem noig la'adam kimayit seil. What you look at Hashem, that's how Hashem deals with you. And he brings, that's the shame that we had in Parshas Shmois, ekya asher ekya. When you're with me, I'm with you. As the yidn were in the mem teshari tuma ruchnius, the malachim said, Halalu avdei avodah zarah, Halalu avdei avodah zarah. Why the Mitzrayim dying on the Yam and the Yidden being saved? Aba bizchos emunah, when we put our amun in Hashem, that's makadish us, that's meraimim us, it lifts us to such heights. The Meshech Chochma says it's the shayrish of dveikas b'Hashem. When we have a stark emunah and bitachin in Hashem, it's madvik us by Shem, and it's makadish us, and it's meraimim us. And that's the gemar of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oh. And it's not only by Kriyas Yamsuf that we see the power of the Yidden in Emunah. We had in last week's Parsha and Parsha's boy, Seida loy osu lahem. They didn't bring Seida l'derech. Hashem told them to go to the Midbar. There are no supermarkets. There's no restaurants. There's no even glot market. They were going to a midbar. What are they going to eat? What are they going to have for supper? What are they going to have for lunch? They didn't prepare tzedah. They believed in Hashem. And that's what Hashem says. Achalti avasayich lechtech achrei b'midbar. When do we mention this pasuk, the godless of Klal Yisrael? In Zechroinis on Rosh Hashanah. But we need a schus. We're mired the schus emunah and bitachon. That's the greatest schus of Klal Yisrael. That's payel Hashem silcha. Hashem should be mashpi on us. So much bracha v'nire b'schus zeh. That's why we have in this week's parsha. They were zeicha tanan that surrounded them. They led after Hashem. Hashem protected them. They were zeicha aman tam kol tam sheba olam tamei gan eden. The bear mayim nisim v'niflois. And this is a message l'doyreis. Rashi brings later on that he put the man by the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Tzantzenes man. The Yidden said, how are we going to be misparnas? There's so many nisyanis in Parnasa. Whether it's to be shomer the Torah, not to steal, not to do scams, deals, quick steals. Or the time to learn, but we need to be mefarnes. How do we make time for learning? And some people, mekadesh dechayim for limud haTorah, even though it's not easy. There's a lot of nisyanis and panasa, bain for that vrechem, bain for balabatim. How are we zeicha to the man? Bischus emunah and bitachem. We were lechtech achrei Hashem. We go in the ways of Hashem. We shomer Torah mitzvos. We learn. And we know the man will be there for us. Hashem will be there for us to be mefarnes us, to take care of us. As actually, the parsha of Bishalach has a deep message for all of us. In the galus that we're in, the message of Parnasa, how we could be zeicha leParnasa. Lechtech achrei bamidbar, shmira Torah mitzvahs, from sheker, from gezel, from scams, from everything dishonest, to stay honest. Va'oid, to believe in Hashem, the parnosis from Hashem. And also, Shmira from the Sviva around us, to watch us from the world. How we zeicha. Hashem silcha yad yiminecha. We put an emun in bitachon in Hashem. That's number one. And number two, the other powerful yisoid we saw, that there are so many nisyonos we have in life, in ruchnius. We think we can't continue. How are we going to manage? How can I be mitgaber on this nisayon, on that nisayon? Also over there, emunen bitachen, abalataya, misayin eisai, Hashem will help us to make it through. Just put the emunen bitachen, take that step into the yam, make the step to make your chizik, and whatever you need chizik in any area, but make sure you're heading in a good direction. You're making a kabbalah, you're trying to be misaleh, kol echad kifi mashu, whatever he needs, and believe in Hashem. Hashem's going to make your Kabbalah work, and you're going to be misala tremendously. Bay b'mida, you're talking to Hashem, you're thinking about Hashem. That's the biggest dveikus b'Hashem. It connects you, and it's mekadesh you, and it's meraimim you me'od. We're living in a dar where we see, and it's so important to notice it, the godless of tshuva. Not only by Chiloinim, the Chizukim on Nifladik, by Balabatim, we hear the different learning programs. We see how many thousands are watching Limud HaTorah, whether it's Daf Yomi Yosef Be'iyun or other programs, Yosef Be'iyun. How many people are learning Torah more? How many people are learning Musar more? The different movements that are started, the Musar, beautiful movements that are starting, that are getting 20,000, 30,000 listeners on Bitachon, on Emunah. The thirst, the growth of Klal Yisrael is so beautiful. Just met with someone, a Bachur in the Shir. His father deals with people in America. I said, with Bachurim, he answered me very well, with Bachurim and Balabatim, to help them, to nurse them away from the dangers of the smartphone, to use it in a better way. And he says, the amount of people that when you speak with them, you work with them, the amount of change he sees, unbelievable. Yeah. In all areas of life, we're getting close to the Zman of the Gula. That's why the Nisyenis are growing so strong. The Yetzer are throwing in the last battle. As let's hold strong together and keep our Muna and Bitachin and Hashem. And we shall be zeicha in kriyas yamsufs together. Binyani ruchni to be misale misraimim. Binyani gashmi, Hashem should send us the man, the ber mayim, all the panasa that we need. The anani akovit to watch over us. And we should all be zeicha together to be the last stage of the derech to the gula shleima, that be'ez Hashem should be bekarev b'kulam.